Here is the commentary for the treasurydirect.gov assignment. And your job is to dig through treasurydirect.gov, which is a website that allows you to research the various offerings that the Treasury, United States Treasury, offers direct to individuals. It's very cool, folks, in my humble opinion. People complain about it. It's not Amazon, okay, which sometimes I find kind of confusing, but it's not that confusing. Some people really love to complain about it, especially in 2022 when the Treasury bills, the inflation-protected Treasury bills, became very, very popular. But as in most all these assignments that we do in our class, the information that you get is not as important as the experience that you are going to go through. What am I trying to say? You're going to be digging through treasurydirect.gov to find these different pieces of information. And you should be able to find most of them. A couple of them are a little tricky, but not that tricky. I'd rather you use treasurydirect.gov than using Google, unless you use Google and then you link directly to treasurydirect.gov, okay? Because the experience that you have is very similar, in my humble opinion, to what a prudent, long-term oriented investor needs to do if they're going to decide to make their own investment decisions. They need to research and dig and find those golden nuggets, as they're sometimes called. And you're not going to find too much with treasurydirect.gov. Why? Not because it's not that good a website. I think it's a pretty good website. It's just that the investments are very boring. They're supposed to be very boring. They're short-term investments. We don't want excitement with our short-term money. We need this money in 6 months, a year, whatever. So we want something that's guaranteed. And there ain't nothing more guaranteed than treasury bills. Also available are the savings bonds that make cute gifts for newborns, and treasury bonds too. Savings bonds and treasury bonds, which, you know, you're getting. The cool thing about treasurydirect.gov, and I think I've mentioned this already, is that you're getting the same price as the big boys and girls on Wall Street. So that's very cool. And as we mentioned in the presentation, I met the project director. He doesn't work for the government anymore. He works for a bank in Mexico City. But I met the gentleman who was the project director for CETES Direct. And he said, yeah, we just basically copied treasurydirect.gov. And so Mexican citizens and you can buy Mexican investments directly through their website. I think it's very cool. So have fun with this. Again, as we said in the previous commentary for the short-term investments, as you are doing this, analyze yourself. Watch yourself. See what emotions you're feeling. Is it piquing your interest? Is it something that is totally boring and I want nothing to do with? Neither is correct. That's how you feel. And again, this is kind of boring stuff. It's supposed to be boring. It'll get more exciting. Stick with us at least till we get to stocks. And if you find that you actually enjoy this, or it's something that it's interesting you, as we said, this is a good sign that you could be your own investment advisor. And if you absolutely hate this, I want nothing to do with it, then that's why there are representatives, financial representatives, who are willing to take your money. I'm sorry. help you. Don't worry. We'll insult everybody by the end of the semester. Help you achieve your financial goals. Yes, indeed. So have fun with treasurydirect.gov and know that the assignments are going to get more exciting as we go along. Trust me. We're so proud of you, dear students. Do a good job. Be awesome. We want this to be the best class you've ever taken. Seriously.